for one, one for another. With the name of love above all other. In every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you today, and really looking forward to the show today. We've got a really good show. We're going to be talking about educating your children and introducing the plan of salvation, salvation history, in other words, the Bible. Do your kids read the Bible? Have you ever seen them read the Bible? Have you ever read the Bible to your children? Have you ever seen an adult read the Bible to your children? We're going to be talking about that today. We're going to talk with my wife, Emily Cavins, and Regina Neville. They're two of the quadruple team that is putting together a new Bible study for children, very exciting, called Gen 2 Rev, G-E-N numeral 2 R-E-V, Gen 2 Rev. And our wonderful Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis is going to be using part of that to introduce the Bible to your children. So stick around if you know of anybody who's a homeschooler, anybody who's interested in getting their children into the Bible, tell them to tune in right now to the Rediscover Hour. You know, as I look out there around the world and I see the news on television and I read the newspaper and go online, if you're like me, sometimes you can get a little bit discouraged, huh? You know, you get a little discouraged with watching what's happening. We just heard about the big vote in Ireland, and maybe some of you had a great big sigh, kind of a, you know, what can we do? What can we do to turn this around so that people really do understand God's amazing plan for their life? And you know, when I go out on the road and I speak, which I'm so blessed to be able to talk around the country to various parishes and conferences about the Bible and about the beauty of the Catholic faith. Do you know what the number one question I get is? This is the number one. Think about it. Think about what do you think the number one question I get on the road? What do you think it is? Well, it is, Jeff, it goes like this. We've got six kids and they're all grown up. And five of them left the church. What do we do now? What do we do now? You would not believe how often I get that question. And there is some things you can do. You know, you can pray for your adult children. You can give them some good material. You can live the faith right in front of them. You can have a big impact on your grandchildren. And your adult children will see you the second time around. They'll see you, and maybe your life has changed in the last 10, 15 years. And maybe you didn't raise your kids Catholic, and you're thinking now, man, I wish I had another chance. Well, you do as a grandparent. You do. And as you begin to have an influence on your grandchildren, your adult children will watch you, and they may say, you didn't do this when we were kids. And you'll say, I know. But you know what? God has really got a hold of my heart, and this is what we would like to do now. We want to share this amazing story, and that amazing story is found in Scripture. You know, as I think back throughout the Bible and I look at some of the hinge points, or what we would say cardinal points in the Bible, one of them is in the book of Joshua, when the children of Israel came over into the Promised Land after 40 years of wandering around in the desert. And right before they came across the Promised Land, Moses gave kind of one last speech to everybody before he died on Mount Nebo. And you know what he said? He said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all your soul and with all of your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart." Listen to what he says here. This is Deuteronomy 6:7. He says, "And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and you shall bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontals between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." And so one of the things that Moses, that's from Deuteronomy 6, by the way, that's one of the things that Moses really tried to get across to the children of Israel is that if you're going to go and live in a foreign land where they sacrifice children. Can you imagine? Can you imagine living in a country where they sacrifice children? Well, he says that they want to sacrifice your children. They want to take your sons and daughters. And if you're going to live over there, and there's going to be Canaanites in the land, there's two things you've got to do. Number one, you've got to live as though there's only one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And he's saying to them, we can't go over into the land of Canaan and worship the God of sports and the God of power and the God of money and the God of politics and the God of perversion and all these false gods. He said, you got to worship one God. But then the second thing he said is that you have to teach your children. Now, look, I know all of us experience regret from time to time that maybe we didn't teach our children as well as we could, but we've always got today, and we can begin again. And I think that's what this program today is all about, is kind of throwing you a lifesaver. Maybe you feel like you're drowning. Maybe you feel like your family's drowning. Well, you can get on solid ground by getting a hold of God's Word and learning it and starting to live by it. So we're going to be talking about Gen 2 Rev, G-E-N, numeral 2 Rev. You're going to hear a lot about it. And by the way, we're going to be talking about a new initiative that we're launching in the Archdiocese this fall, where we're going to get fathers to start to read the Bible to their children. Our special guests coming up are Emily Cavins and Regina Neville, and they're going to be talking about this new exciting program. So stay tuned. I think that this can be a transformative program for you today and your family. If you don't start today, when are you going to start? You know, when are you going to start? I hear from a lot of you. I hear from people who are teaching at the high school level, confirmation courses, and you tell me, you know, boy, I just wish we could have started these kids out younger. And one of the keys for us is to learn the basic story of salvation history. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the Rediscover Hour.
Rediscover. Travel back in time from St. Paul's bustling downtown harbor through the Mississippi National Great River Park aboard the Paddleford Riverboats. There are daily sightseeing tours perfect for all ages. The 1.5-hour cruises aboard the Paddleford Riverboats features comfortable enclosed seating or sunshine and open views of the St. Paul skyline and Mississippi National Park and Recreational Area. Paddleford Riverboats are the ideal venue for longer company parties, meetings, school functions, graduations, and weddings. Dates are still available for this summer. Paddleford Riverboats operate from Harriet Island Regional Park in downtown St. Paul. For a schedule or to find group information, visit riverrides.com or call 651-227-1100. Since 1969, Paddleford Riverboats have entertained more than 4 million passengers. Come on board. That's riverrides.com or 651-227-1100.
What would you be willing to do to keep your children Catholic? What would you be willing to do to make sure that your children had a relationship with Jesus Christ, the saints, the Blessed Mother, and that they would grow up and have a wonderful, fruitful family? What would you be willing to do? Well, I suggest the beginning point is to introduce them to the amazing story of salvation history, and that is the Bible. If we don't introduce our children to the Bible, then what will be the narrative of their life? What will be the narrative of their life? Joining us today on the Rediscover Hour is my lovely wife, Emily Cavins, joined also by Regina Neville. And they're two members of four ladies in the Twin Cities that have been working for years at putting together a Bible study for children that will take them through the Bible in a narrative fashion. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's really good to have you, Emily. I saw you earlier this morning. Regina, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. And, you know, I just want to say to all of our friends that are riding around in the Twin Cities right now that you guys have been working on this for a long time. And for those that are not sure what we're talking about here, many people are familiar with the Great Adventure Bible Study that we've been working on for years and years and years, and it's been in over 6,000 parishes now. But based on the Great Adventure, you guys started developing a children's narrative Bible study many years ago. Talk to me about that. Right. How long you've been working on this?
Yeah, the team of us four women joined up at Our Lady of Grace in Edina once Jeff had been teaching a Bible study there, and people were saying, we want to teach this to our children, and it just kind of snowballed, one person saying, well, let's do this. Lisa Bromschweig is one of the other writers. She came to me and said, we've got to do something for the kids. And her friend Linda Wandre came on board, and she said, well, we can't do it without Regina. And she's right. Regina has been been a tremendous part of making this happen. And we, over the years, tested it in parishes, and we meet every week trying to hammer out all the components and parts to this, and we're really excited and optimistic about what our this one component we're for sure is coming out this summer.
And that's the storybook, and we're going to be talking about the storybook and how we're going to challenge fathers this fall to start reading the Bible to their children in a six-month program where they can read through the Bible in a narrative way. Regina, you've been in Bible study for years. Give us kind of an overview of what Gen2Rev Bible studies are.
Well, as Emily said, this was inspired by your studies, Jeff, which Lisa, Linda, and I took as adults, and we were so grateful because it deepened our faith as Catholics. It inspired us to celebrate Mass in a more complete way, and we knew that we wanted this for our kids. So as we put together the Gen2Rev storybook, which is one component that does work by itself very well. This is the book that we're releasing in June. We knew that there were more parts to it with the curriculum. The storybook is a place to begin that embraces all of us as lifelong learners.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from a children's Bible in that with a children's Bible, you can read the stories to your children, but many of the Bibles that exist have the stories present in the book, but for many kids, that book then stays on a bookshelf, and it doesn't necessarily lead to the ability to pick up and feel comfortable with the complete Bible.
So when you're talking about your storybook, which is one of the components of the Gen2Rev Bible studies for children, this doesn't have the actual stories in it. It shows you where to read in the Bible?
Both.
And a synopsis of the story?
Correct. So the reading checklist is what sets this book apart. As a team and in coordination with the Great Adventure series, we wanted children to be able to participate as their parents learn. So it isn't it's not necessary to send kids off with another teacher. We as parents and as teachers can learn with our kids. The reading checklist takes us through the story of salvation history in the Bible. We read the actual language inspired by God. The storybook then follows with the summary of that story in language that is more accessible, and beautiful illustrations.
Absolutely, yes. Eileen McCook, she illustrated several of the pictures that are on the playing card pack and the Great Adventure Kids Pack from Ascension Press that many people have also purchased in conjunction with the Great Adventure Bible Timeline for Adults. And she is able to illustrate several more for us to put into this beautiful book. I'm really excited about the cover art that just came out. It's a picture of Jesus standing at the door and knocking from Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him. And this is kind of a familiar picture. A lot of people have seen that, but we added the most important component to that, which summarizes what this whole book is about, is how Jesus comes to us as a human being on this earth and then has given us his body and blood. So Jesus is standing at the door holding a basket with bread and grapes, mm-hmm. signifying him coming to us in the Mass each time. And it's a beautiful picture, and I'm hoping this image, just being able to see that, instills in children the connection between Jesus coming to us every Mass.
So as you're listening to this, imagine yourself reading the Bible to your children in a narrative way. In other words, when we talk about a narrative way, you start in Genesis. You know, most people would start in Genesis and they would go all the way to Revelation and hopefully get the story. But it doesn't happen that way. And the reason for that is that the Bible is not written in chronological order. So what you ladies have done is you have put together a checklist for parents to read with their children through the Bible, from the Bible. And I think that's one thing that makes this very unique, is that children, and I love this, children are going to hear the actual Word of God, not just a story written by somebody, but they're also going to see Mom and Dad holding a Bible.
That's key. That is key. And I can't, having taught faith formation for over 15 years, and I'm also a certified teacher, being able to see that connection of picking up a Bible and knowing how to find chapter and verse, but then beyond that, knowing, oh, I do the making connections. Mm-hmm. I have a connection with the Old Testament, and I know it connects somewhere in the New Testament. To have a sense of where do I begin to search for it, really knowing where Chronicles and Kings fits in with that story and where it belongs, and knowing how it's different from the Pentateuch, and knowing how it leads into the stories of return, that can be very jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
And we often see that when we get kids at confirmation, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, they know many Bible stories. This is not a failure of any of us to introduce them to many of the Bible stories, but they often don't know where they fit.
Right. Absolutely. And this is nicely laid out and easy, where in a week's time, you may read six, perhaps, chapters, complete chapters or portions of a chapter. So it's not a big, taxing, difficult task. In one chapter of the storybook itself, it'll cover a certain period of the Bible. And in that chapter, you'll have like six chapters of the actual Bible to read, and then follow with the summaries and the beautiful illustrations. So it's very easy. So several of the more, I would maybe say, tedious to read, with a lot of pronunciation of names you don't understand, we're not putting those parts in. We're hitting the parts that people are going to pick up the narrative and understand and say, oh, that's where that story fits in. And the really exciting part about it, it's not just a story Bible, it's a Catholic story Bible, and we really do emphasize the things that are Catholic. There'll be icons in the margin that point out, hey guys, here in the Bible, this is where this sacrament was initiated. This is where the laying on of hands comes from for confirmation. Boom, right here in this section of the Bible.
So as they read through, as they use the storybook, parents go through it with their children, reading from the real Bible. They can look at the storybook and read through, let's say it's today, and we're reading through a chapter or two of Genesis, and then there's a synopsis that you provide of, okay, what happened here? So I see three things happening there. One is, you know what? Mom and Dad are learning the story too.
Right.
Number two, the child's learning the story of salvation history. Number three, they're spending time together, which is something that just, parents are saying, I wish I could spend more time with my child. And I hear a lot of men that will say, you know, I would like to be more involved with my children in the faith, but I don't really feel like I know my faith that well. This does not necessitate knowing the faith real well, does it?
It does not. I think this is key. So often, what I've heard as a former director of religious education and working with parents in religious education programs is, well, I can't teach because I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is, we can learn together. And this storybook makes it possible to learn with your kids and make that connection as an adult. We're going to see it with adult eyes. It's a story that we can come back to over and over and over again, mm-hmm. and we will always find more in that story.
If you just joined us, we're on the Rediscover Hour. We're talking with Emily Cavins and Regina Neville, talking about a new initiative, not only nationwide for children to read through the Bible and study the Bible in parishes and homes and homeschool, but also a new initiative in the Archdiocese, which we're, you know what we're calling, ladies, we're calling Every Child Reads the Bible. And as the director of evangelization here, when I first came on about a year ago, I started looking at what are the areas that we could really do something about, you know, and what are the areas that we could address that would have a trickle-down effect, that would have paid dividends for years to come. And I started, it became so blatant, you know, so blatant, and that is many of our children, as you said, Regina, they're somewhat familiar with some of the stories in the Bible, but they certainly don't know the story. And if they don't know the narrative of God's amazing plan, that He loves them, He wants to walk with them, we have fallen, He has a plan to bring us back to Himself and to give us His life now and for eternity. If they don't know that, then they're going to look for another narrative in life. It might be on YouTube. It might be on television. It might be in a book. It might be a movie. It might be something their friends are doing. But they certainly will not gravitate towards this amazing story. And not only that, but I also see that if children come in contact with God's amazing plan, they're going to learn how to live and what's important about virtue and morality and making decisions, right?
Well, as Emily mentioned earlier, having this storybook guide us through our Catholic faith with the foundation of the Rosary. Here are the mysteries of the Rosary. Here is the institution of the sacraments, to have that pointed out. The Creed. The Creed is the foundation of what we believe. And to know that it isn't something that was written in isolation. Mm-hmm. Faith can't happen in isolation. It can only happen in connection with God, His relationship with us, and the narrative. So the storybook guides us with each of those points.
That is so beautiful. I love it. You know, and I'm thinking as a grandparent now, saying, I wish I could go back, you know, with my kids really little and take them through this. Because as you go through the story, I love it what you're doing. You're bringing out everything Catholic.
Absolutely.
And that's so important.
And just in general, you know, our society now is so secular with the removal of the Bible from the public schools. This generation does not have any Bible literacy. And so unless it's taught by parents or in the church, they're not going to absorb it anywhere. Mm-hmm. And they're not even going to know, I need to go out and find out what this story is. And so it's more crucial now than ever to pass on the faith to the next generation, because it's not being told to them in any other way. And if we want our children and the next generation to uphold and even understand the Catholic faith, it's our obligation to make sure we can at least give them that foundation, that they understand this is where it comes from. Yep. This is why I believe.
Yep. We're going to take a break in a moment, but you have a very interesting initiative going on right now where people actually have the opportunity to get one of the first copies of this off the press. Regina, tell me about that.
So two resources I want to point out. We have a website, GEN2REVCatholic.com, GenTorevCatholic.com, and that will also take you to Kickstarter, which is helping us fund the storybook so that we can publish our first copies at Kickstarter. Go to GenTorev, GEN2REV, and with pledges toward making this publication possible, we're also making it possible for people to get copies of the storybook.
So they'll get them hot off the press.
Hot off the press.
Right. And there's some kind of fun incentives on the Kickstarter. One of them is a 30-minute Skype call with you, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
No one's taken advantage of that.
Nice, and when I your think wife tells
this
you that
incentive,
on the air.
this is a great opportunity to talk one-on-one with you, Jeff. And it could also be with your Bible study group.
Right. Sure. Bible study group. You can talk about the Bible, a Q&A. And I've seen him do these. It's pretty fun. And then the best one is a painting with your children's faces sitting near Jesus on his lap or surrounding him by Eileen McCook.
And so the illustrator for the storybook, who, by the way, these are incredible pictures. You're saying that if people will support you at a certain level, that she will draw the painting, the picture with Jesus and the children or grandchildren.
Actual faces, a portrait of them or their grandchildren, and then it'll be a canvas print. It'll come ready to hang.
And there's examples of her artwork on the website, gentourevcatholic.com, just to get a sample of some of the beautiful work she's done.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the broader program of Gentourev and what you're doing to educate our children and who it's for. But, you know, if you just joined us and you have been perplexed by, what do we do with our children? How do we keep them Catholic? You know, we're living in an age where kids only pay attention for 10, 15 seconds now. How do we convey to them this dynamic story that goes way back? And how do we pass on to our children the fact that the most important thing that ever happened in the world happened 2,000 years ago? And why is it relevant for today? That's what we're going to talk about. We're talking with Emily Cavins, Regina Neville. This is the Rediscover Hour. We'll be back to talk more about getting your kids to heaven and your grandkids.
Rediscover. Coordinated Business Systems.
Customers first.
Minnesota Twins radio color commentator Dan Gladden and the president of Coordinated Business Systems, Jim Arricchio.
Hey, Dan, you know what's really important about Coordinated Smart Print Managed Print Services?
Well, I'm guessing it's smart.
That's true. Plus, with Smart Print, Coordinated will bundle all document output devices under one invoice.
One invoice? Look at the smile on that CFO's face.
With Coordinated Smart Print, that one invoice also includes service and supplies.
That explains the high fives over in the IT department dugout.
And with Coordinated Smart Print, you pay one low cost per print, cutting printing costs up to 50%.
Now there's a stat that'll put a CEO in the Hall of Fame.
Dan, you really enjoy doing Coordinated's color commentary, huh?
I love it, Jim. I'd almost do it for free.
Really?
Well, I said almost.
Smart Print. Learn more at coordinated.com. That's coordinated.com.
Customers first.
Hey, welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you on this beautiful, beautiful early summer day. And we're talking about getting our kids to heaven. We're talking about having an impact on our children by introducing them to salvation history, knowing the Bible, even at a young age. You know, if you look back 2,000 years ago, we know that from St. Jerome that young boys in Jerusalem and Bethlehem, from the ages of 4 to 10 years old, had most of the books of Moses memorized. They absorbed it. It was a part of their life. Today, we have a crisis. We have a crisis that many of our Catholic children do not even know the basic story of salvation history, and yet this is the story that the sacraments, the liturgy, morality, virtue, prayer, all springs from this amazing story. But what are we going to do if we don't teach them that story? Our kids are eternal. They're going to live somewhere forever and ever and ever and ever. And as George Carlin said, forever is a long time, especially as you get towards the end. So you only have a few years to impact your children in a big way. And that's what we're talking about today. Emily Cavins, my wife, is joining me, along with Regina Neville, and we're talking about a wonderful new children's initiative called GEN. That's G-E-N for Genesis, GEN 2, numeral 2, REV, R-E-V. You get it, GEN 2 REV, Catholic Bible study for children. And ladies, welcome back. As you can tell, I'm excited about this because I think that if we don't jump on this now as adults, we're going to miss a generation. You know what I mean?
Right. We've kind of felt that happening as we've been working on this for 10 years, that our kids grew up, we used them as test guinea pigs along the way, and had they performed in plays, and they tested our snacks, and we did all these things with them, and now they're giving us advice on what we should do with our curriculum.
It's a lot of advice and support. That's a huge reward, is just for my own children. Being able to articulate, Mom, this, you need to make sure you cover this, or this is what really resonated.
Okay, we spoke about the workbook, which takes people through a reading program, roughly 6 months to go through the entire Bible, and we're going to talk more about that later, because that's an initiative in the Archdiocese here in the fall, where we're going to challenge particularly men to read the Bible to their children. It only takes about 10 minutes a day or so. But this is part of a much broader program called Gen to Rev. Regina, tell me a little bit about the big picture.
This is where the team has just been a blessing to work with Linda Wandry, Lisa Bramschwig, with Emily, to put together something that can meet the needs of learners in all of the different ways that we learn. So we've had the opportunity to pilot this Bible study more than once through faith formation programs, Catholic school programs, sending it out to homeschool families, and testing it, as Emily mentioned, with our own children to be able to read it. We went through 3 different summers at St. Bonaventure in Bloomington to work through our program and find out, okay, what are we missing? What do we need? And we created opening and closing activities with the full curriculum just to get things started. Key verse to summarize what is the point that we need to take away from the readings of this segment. Guided questions, and this is where we level the curriculum for beginners, intermediate, and advanced study. Our range is approximately kindergarten to 8th grade, but we've worked with children who are pre-K in age, and we've also worked with children in high school, you know, as we're becoming young adults. So guiding that question to go deeper into the same stories, games, snacks, crafts. You got to have fun. There is no reason that this cannot be fun with a theme. You remember it better. And when you see, well, what does this story taste like? Or it's almost like a puzzle. Can I figure out why we are having a Greek salad here in Bible study? And what does that mean? Something to think about. Purple grapes. What does a purple grape have to do with anything? And then you start to remember it. And every time you eat a grape, I'm telling you, you're going to think about a big purple grape.
Now, you mentioned, just to pause there for a second, you mentioned that children learn things differently. I think today we kind of approach this as, well, you're going to only learn one way. You're going to sit in a class, we're going to lecture and talk to you about this, but you're saying that children learn a number of different ways.
Many different ways. It's an exciting time for brain research and education, just to look at how all of us respond to the world around us. There's still a place for lecture. There's still a place for written word, and for many of us, that's the foundation. For a lot of us, however, it's when we become teachers, when we become a part of that story and create it, that we learn the best. This was where we came up with the challenge of, what about plays? We were showing videos, and videos can be very passive, watching a movie. There's still a place for that. Mm-hmm. But what if children act out the stories?
Right.
So I had this opportunity. It was really a challenge to write 22 20-minute plays, Genesis to Revelation. How do we get this on our feet? When I speak the words of Pharaoh or Noah or Jacob to understand, here's what it feels like. Why would I be saying these words?
Sure.
And what happens next?
We're talking with Emily Cavins and Regina Neville, talking about the new Gen to Rev Catholic Bible Study program for children, which is complete, and now you're going to be publishing it in bits and pieces here, and it's coming out. Who would use this program? And when I say this program, you're basically talking about what, like 24
Right. The
sessions.
The full children's curriculum covers a narrative from Genesis to Revelation, and it is in 24 segments. There's a part that helps you learn what's the Bible about, how do you read it, how is it formatted, introductory materials so you understand what the Bible is, and then there are 24 chapters going through the Bible itself from Genesis to Revelation, following the narrative books, 12 in the Old.
Similar to the Great Adventure.
Right. There's 12 in the Old Testament, then the four Gospels, Acts, and then we also go to Revelation to finish out the whole story of...
Which is wise. That's a good.
Well,
that,
and connect
that's great.
Back with the Mass.
Right.
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 Especially that. Mm-hmm.
So now every one of these 24 sessions, Regina, you're saying that each one of them, you have a play, you have food, you have
right. games, snacks, discussion questions.
Great.
How do we go deeper?
Right, and it's the teacher's guide component. You can decide how much time do I have. I mean, there's enough stuff to fill 2.5 hours if mm-hmm. you wanted to use everything. Or if you have a 40-minute class, how do you shrink it down to that if you have 1.5 hours? So the teacher has more than enough to pick from, and depending on the size of the class, the way the kids particularly learn, I mean, if they're active, give them the games and they play these things out and they're learning it in the game. If they like coloring and sitting delicately, then there's coloring and crafts, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's ways that all kids can learn. One thing I recall, I think the kids can recite the entire narrative through snack. You know, if you
we
say, okay, what happened
Bible.
In the... In, yeah, the snack Bible.
The snack
what
Bible.
Happened when you ate toast?
You're going to get adults in this now.
Well, it should be enjoyable. Uh-huh. I mean, it should be fun, but it also something that stays with us. We can come back to it over and over again. So having it, this can be, we've talked about a summer Bible study type of format, which is how this has been used. It's also been used with Catholic school programs through Nativity of Mary Parish in Bloomington. A lot of homeschool families have piloted this, but something you can just keep at home for your own family.
Sure, just to go through as a family. If you have 4 or 5 kids,
right.
You got half a football team right there, so you can go through it. Now, when do you think that this is going to be ready to bottle and send out?
So the Kickstarter campaign is happening now. It finishes June 13th. So going to Kickstarter.com and searching Gen2Rev, G-E-N, number 2-R-E-V, provides the funding that's necessary to publish the storybook.
Okay.
So that's happening now, and we hope to have that finished and out in June. The curriculum will be edited to follow with this. So,
right. We developed a lot of these plays and programs. And now what we're going to do once we have the storybook out is to make sure that all of the components sync exactly with that, with the scriptures mm-hmm. we're using, that everything is matching. So the time it takes to proof and make sure that's all together, we're hoping by the fall, at least we would have a teacher's guide ready for someone to use.
Now, I'm extra sensitive, so I'm picking up right now that there are people driving around the Twin Cities saying, I want to be a part of this. I want our church to be a part of this. I'd like to work with these ladies. How can people get in touch with you to start carrying on this dialogue of what are we going to do here in the Twin Cities to make sure our kids know the story of salvation history? How would they get in touch with you?
Well, we have a Facebook site, Gen2Rev Catholic, G-E-N number 2-R-E-V Catholic. They can message us or make a posting on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, also Gen2Rev Catholic. On the webpage, gentorevcatholic.com, there is a comment page, contact us. So please fill in your notes and we'll respond.
All the way from I think our parish is interested in this to I'd like to help or I'd like to be a part of any kind of team that you're putting together. I think that the goal, you know, in all that we're doing in the Twin Cities is that things would go national and that what we, you know, we're kind of pioneers here in the Twin Cities. You know, all of the Great Adventure studies, for the most part, were started all here in the Twin Cities. And they're in dozens of countries now around the world and 6,000 parishes. What you guys are doing, what the men's ministry, what WINE is doing in the Twin Cities is already in dioceses all over the country. And I think that's the nature of the Twin Cities. We're pioneers. We're people that, you know, we're not going to sit back and just... and go through life and hope that our kids catch things with what I call the 8th sacrament. And as you know, there's not 8 sacraments or 7, but the 8th sacrament is the sacrament of holy osmosis. You know, that's where you just drop your kids off at church and hope they get it. That's not happening, folks. It's not happening. I know that I've been involved in confirmation classes. I know that you two ladies have been involved in confirmation classes. And I've even asked kids before, what are the four Gospels? And they said, does George, Paul, and George, Pelosi is George, it's Paul, and it's John, and I don't remember the other one. Is it Ringo? Yes, that's it. No. You know, and this is really, I joke about it, but that's actually a real example of kids that they could not remember the four Gospels. Yet, these four Gospels and salvation history provide the foundation for living the rest of their life. The decisions they're going to have to make in marriage. The decisions they're going to have to make in raising their kids. The decisions they're going to have to make with their money, with their health, all of this.
I want to emphasize, come as you are. Parents do not need to worry that they don't have to struggle with that decision. I'm going to drop them off and hope they get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or right. I can't teach them because I don't know. Come as you are. The story, the way the storybook is designed is intentional so parents can learn with their kids.
Right.
No guilt, no struggle.
I mean, we learned a lot.
I'm still learning. I'm still learning.
I like reading
and
it.
For kids to see their parents learning, uh-huh. that their parents are learners as well, that's a message by itself. It is never too late for me to pick up the Bible and find something new. I will always find something new for generations and millennia. We will continue to learn more about God and his infinites and his great love.
Let me just reset the table here before we take our break. And just to say this, we're talking about Gen to Rev Catholic Bible Studies for Children, which is a 24-session all the way through the Bible program that involves snacks, activities, plays, involves music, involves instruction and discussion. In so many different ways, your children can learn to go through salvation history. And I don't know of anything like this out there anywhere.
We didn't, and that's why we came together to write it.
I appreciate it, ladies. You've done such a good job. And more specifically today, we're talking about one component of the Gen 2 Rev Catholic Studies program, and that's called your storybook. Is that the official name?
Gen 2 Rev Storybook, A Walk Through the Catholic Bible.
A Walk Through the Catholic Bible for Children. And this is designed for you as parents, as a teacher, whatever. It's designed for you to sit down with kids, open a real Bible so they see you opening a real Bible and reading the prescribed readings for that day. It also has a synopsis so you can read the synopsis so everybody learns what that reading was about. And out of that story, these ladies have really done a great job of accenting, here's where the sacraments come. Here's where the mysteries of the rosary come. The things that are really, really important to us as Catholics, your kids are going to learn in that storybook as they go through it. You say, Jeff, well, you're sure putting a lot of emphasis on this. You think? Because I think we're in a battle.
Absolutely.
We're in a battle. You know, I hear about what's happening in Ireland. I hear about what's happening around the world. We cannot just sit back and do nothing. We have to equip our children with the greatest story. At least that's the minimum, is that they would know the greatest story ever and have an opportunity to really walk with Jesus Christ. We're going to take a break. We're talking, by the way, with Emily Cavins and Regina Neville about the Gen to Rev program. And when we come back, I want to talk to you just briefly about what we're going to be doing in the fall with the Men's Initiative, with this storybook, and also discuss the question, how might you take advantage of this at your church? How might you take advantage of this in your neighborhood, within your family? So, you're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. We've still got lots to talk about.
Rediscover.
I'm Ed with Modern Roadways. Recently, a prospective customer told me that we had an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I was more impressed than he was, but wondered why. My conclusion, our blacktop patching. We do what we call skin patching. First, we clean the area and apply a tack coat so that the new will hold to the old. Next, we patch over the present surface using its strength and durability and only jackhammer and excavate where it is completely necessary. Skin patching is one-third the cost of excavation patching, so we can cover three times as much area for the same cost, getting all present potholes as well as areas that will be in potholes in 3 or 4 months. Now, the rest of the story. A $100 discount to any customer who gives us the go-ahead on an estimate of $1,000 or more and identifies himself as a Relevant Radio listener. Free estimates, Modern Roadways, 763-545-1777.
My hope on your return, now all that sorrow so soon will burn. So tend my heart with tender hands and see your sunshine.
Equipping our children to live life to the fullest in a fruitful life. Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, talking with my wife Emily Cavins and Regina Neville about one of the most important things we can do as parents and grandparents, and that's introducing our children to the Bible, to salvation history. I envision a day, I truly do, I envision a day where Catholic children will know the Bible better, more comprehensively than any other kids out there. I envision that day, and I don't think that day is too far off into the future. Joining me is Emily and Regina. They have done, with two other wonderful ladies, they have done wonderful work and in answering what John Paul II, now St. John Paul II, said, and that is, in the new evangelization, we have to employ new methods and new ardor in the new evangelization, and that's what they've done by creating the Gen2Rev Catholic Bible Study Program. And more specifically, today we're talking about the first publishing run of the storybook, which you as listeners get in on this. There's nobody else around the country is hearing this, the Twin Cities right now.
Right.
So you've got the opportunity. What would you say, ladies, to parents who are listening right now? What would you say to them in terms of encouragement?
There are a lot of parents who share this same goal as you do, to have a positive influence on your children and to introduce them to the Bible. And it's what I was inspired with to meet Emily and Linda Wandry and Lisa Bramschweig, to know that, well, there's four of us, and we know that it's not just the four of us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We can do it. We can do it in little segments at a time. And it gives us something to talk about. I had a lot of conversations with my kids going to St. Bonaventure over the summer to do this program. We often did our lessons in the car. We'd talk about, okay, a quiz. What did we learn? What did we know? But using that car time, who is not in the car for large numbers of hours with their kids, with yet one more fast food meal on the way to soccer, baseball practice, mm-hmm. dance? And what are you going to talk about? This is something to talk about.
Right. I'm now that I'm a grandmother, besides that our kids are all raised, and I am really looking forward to the opportunity to, when the grandkids come over and it's my day to watch them or be with them, that there's always going to be a time, hey, let's look at the pretty pictures in the book, and grandma's going to read to you about Jesus. And it's just an opportunity to use this book and pass on the faith to the next generation.
And I have looked through the book myself, and I'm very impressed with it. A little bit about what we're doing in the Archdiocese this fall. I'm very excited about this initiative, and that is that one of the problems that we've noticed, and I've been working with Matthew Christoph, who's doing a great job at working with the Office of Evangelization to really promote a men's ministry. One of the things that we've noticed is that men, by and large, are not a part of their children's faith formation. They're very busy, and oftentimes, I'll be honest with you, men get caught up in their hobbies and their toys and things like that. And mom, she takes on that responsibility. She signs them up. She drives them to the church. She talks to them. She reads to them. We think it's time for a new day. We think it's time for a new day where fathers will begin to take responsibility to lead their children spiritually. You guys, you know, ladies, years ago, Emily, you know this, years ago I used to ask the women of our church when I used to be a Protestant pastor, what do you want more than anything else? And it was, the women were saying, the wives were saying, I want my husband to lead our children and lead our family spiritually. They wanted that. They really, really wanted it. So what we're going to be doing this fall is we're going to be introducing this initiative where we're going to challenge men to read the Bible to their children about 10 minutes a day for 6 months. And we have some pilot programs we're going to be doing this fall, and then we're going to do the official launch. Stay tuned to the Archdiocesan website. That's archspm, archspm,
yeah.
.org. And just stay tuned to the Office of Evangelization. We're going to be giving the details and more later here on the Rediscover Hour as the weeks go by. But we're challenging the men to read every day to their children. And in the process, they're going to learn salvation history. The kids are. But there's also going to be a bond that's forged between dad and their children. And we think that's going to be really, really important. So get the buzz going out there. Get the word out about this. We're really excited about it. Well, ladies, we have about 2 or 3 minutes left. And tell us once again what you're doing with the initial print run of this. How can people get in on it? And how soon they're going to get their own copy of the storybook?
Well, in order to make this project happen, we have gone to a crowdfunding site, Kickstarter, and are raising the funds to pay for the illustrations and the layout and the actual first printing. We're hoping to have everything ready and going to the printers by sometime in June. And so as soon as that's up and running on our Gen 2 Rev Catholic website, we'll have where people can order, where they can link to it and order. And we will, the people who help us out with funding will receive a copy sent from us if at certain levels. Different. It's, oh, another one thing. There's some that are going to be color, full color, and some that are going to be black and white, which will make it less expensive. So it should be a doable price for all families. And then there'll also be a hardcover in color as well. So it's And they'll all sync together, so you can
More information on the website,
right.
gen2revcatholic.com.
It's G-E-N, numeral Number 2, Rev, R-E-V, Catholic.com.
That's it.
Well, congratulations, ladies. And, hats off to you for just rolling up your sleeves, taking the bull by the horn and saying, you know what, we're going to do something about it. And I think that we need more people like you that would say, we're not just going to sit back and wait for something to happen. We're going to be active in teaching the faith and even coming up with materials, and you've done that. And I pray, and I'd ask all of you listening to pray for these four ladies with the Gen 2 Rev Project, that it will spread all over the country and that this generation will know the Bible before they hit high school. And that's our prayer in the Archdiocese here with this initiative that we call Every Child Reads the Bible, is that every child will know the story of salvation history before they go to high school. Once they're in high school, it's much harder to get them back and interested in this amazing story. But if we get them early and share this amazing story with them, just wonderful things can take place, and they'll have that strong foundation. So thanks, ladies, and we'll have you back later and talk about the success of the program.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Paul, we got a lot of other things happening in the Archdiocese.
There are always a lot of other things going on. The Men's Club of St. Ambrose at Woodbury is hosting an inspiring evening with University of Minnesota head football coach Jerry Kill, Sunday, May 31st at 7 p.m. All are invited to this faith, family, and football event. Coach Kill will share his journey to Catholicism and unique life experiences. There's no charge to attend, but a free will offering suggested. For more information, go to stambroseofwoodbury.org or call St. Ambrose 651-768-3030. That's 651-768-3030.
Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, will be celebrated on June 7th. One of the beautiful processions here in the Archdiocese will be the 19th Annual Archdiocesan Corpus Christi Procession on Sunday, June 7th, led by Bishop Lee Pichet. All are invited. The procession begins at 2 p.m. at the University of St. Thomas School of Law in Minneapolis and ends with Vespers and Benediction at the Basilica of St. Mary, followed by an ice cream social on the Basilica lawn. For more information, visit walkwithhim.org or call 651-239-8574. That's 651-239-8574.
You also have the opportunity to join the Catholic Churches of Northeast Minneapolis for their 11th annual Eucharistic procession, Sunday, June 14th. The event begins at Holy Cross Church, 3 p.m. Participants then process through six area churches with closing benediction at All Saints, 435 4th Street Northeast. Social and refreshments follow at St. Maron's Catholic Church, 6th and University. details at ourholycross.org or call 612-789-7238. That's 612-789-7238.
Prenatal Partners for Life. Say that seven times fast. Prenatal Partners for Life has an exciting speaker at the annual benefit dinner on Tuesday, June 9th. Internationally acclaimed Irish tenor Mark Forrest will be sharing his story, and we hear he will entertain with a song or two. Special guest MC will be Callie Yanta. The evening and the event will be at the University of St. Thomas Anderson Student Center. Evening begins at 5:30 p.m., dinner at 6. Visit prenatalpartnersforlife.org or call 763-772-3868. That's 763-772-3868.
Do you know someone who wants to leave the church because they're not being fed? On Thursday, June 11th, hear from a former Pentecostal minister turned passionate Catholic. Barbara Heil will speak on how to win a Catholic at the Women, Wine, and Wisdom event, Thursday, June 11th, 7 to 10 p.m. at Poor Richards Common House in Burnsville. Space is limited. Sign up early at CatholicVineyard.com. For more information, call Kelly, 612-812-6241 or Kelly at CatholicVineyard.com.
Golfers, Holy Family Academy looks forward to your participation at the Crusader Cup Golf Fundraiser. That's Monday, June 15th at Brookview Golf Course in Golden Valley. This 18-hole, four-person scramble begins with registration at 9, shotgun starts at 10:30, and dinner, the raffle, and the awards at 3:30. Your $100 registration includes green fees, cart, lunch, and dinner. You can get more information. Call at 952-925-9193.
And what's coming up next week?
Well, from India to Haiti. Next week, it's all about the missions. We'll hear from Grace Strangis, the founder of Pathways to Children, an organization which helps and empowers children in extreme poverty. We'll also talk with Dr. Peter Daly, an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Holy Family Surgery Center in Honduras, and Ann Brow, the president of Riser Relief. So we've got three great guests next week, all about missions and evangelization around the world. So as you can tell, we've got a lot of beautiful people here in the Twin Cities like you. And we thank you for listening to the Rediscover Hour, and we look forward to continuing on with our dialogue and bringing Jesus Christ to this wonderful Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis. Remember, He loves you. Follow Him today. Do all that He said to do.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.